Hi, this is Lori Kahn from Om at Home Meditation for Ordinary People. Thank you for listening to this podcast from KX93.5. We invite you to listen to more music and talk on our grassroots nonprofit radio station in Laguna Beach from anywhere in the world on kx93.5.com/listen or on our smartphone apps. But right now, here's that podcast from KX93.5. If you've just tuned in, you're listening to Laguna's only FM KX93.5, and this is Om at Home, Meditation for Ordinary People with Lori Kahn. Om at Home is brought to you by Om Laguna Beach, a meditation studio in downtown Laguna at 332 Forest Avenue, number 28, above the antique clock shop. You can call 949-415-6718, or you can go to www.omlagunabeach.com for more information about stress relief, meditation, coaching, and neurofeedback. So today, I'd like to talk to you a little bit about listening to the voices in your head. And I know that sounds kind of counterproductive from what we're trying to do with meditation, but actually listening to what's going on in your head allows you the room to do something about it. You know, there's this constant buzz of thought going on in our minds all the time. Sometimes it's called inner dialogue or our monkey mind, mindless chatter, or even self-talk. And the problem with it most of the time is that it's blabbering on under the surface of our daily thoughts and actions, and we don't tend to notice how it's affecting us. It can be fraught with negativity, fear, bias, regret, resentment, both from the past or towards the future. So often when we begin to meditate and we just begin to be able to settle down and get quiet, the volume of that inner chatter suddenly goes up. And believe it or not, this is a good thing. We have to become aware of the chatter before we can actually manage it. So in the beginning of our meditation, we're simply practicing awareness, noticing our mental fluctuations, and gently bringing ourselves back to the present by focusing on the breath or the body. And then once we're able to do that, we can start to address the self-talk more efficiently by intentionally replacing it with what we need and want to hear. And this kind of self-talk is called loving kindness or Maitri meditation. It's a way of talking to ourselves with the intention of self-care. We can practice this loving kindness anytime, not just during meditation. We can practice it while we're standing in line at the bank or noticing our inner chatter and then offering a kinder phrase, either to ourselves or to others silently. We can even begin to soften hard feelings we might be harboring for others, practicing intentionally to send kind thoughts to the people who drive us crazy or the ones who've hurt us and we're still holding on to that pain. First, when we're practicing our meditation, we offer loving kindness towards ourselves, and we'll find we can even relieve our own suffering. We can begin to notice that rather than getting caught up in our own negative self-talk, and instead of getting absorbed in the story, we can step back and identify that these thoughts are actually painful, and then offer up a kind word or two to ourselves. Now, there's some traditional phrases or mantras that are used in loving kindness meditation. The ones that we would use towards ourselves are, may I be happy, may I be peaceful, may I be free from suffering, may I be healthy, and may I live my life with ease. And when we're offering this up to others, we just slightly change the phrasing to say, may you be happy or may you be peaceful. Try this practice this week. Make a Maitri or a loving kindness list. Start with the word me at the top of the list And then choose someone that you already have good feelings towards, maybe a family member or a loved one of some kind. Then choose someone neutral, like the mailman or someone you see walking their dog that you don't even know. And finally, choose names that of people that you're struggling with in some way. Maybe there's a lot of names to write down, but just do it. Just write them down. And then add this practice to your regular sitting practice, maybe once or twice a week, just devoting your time to replacing all that negative chatter to something kind-hearted. You'll go through your list, repeating the kind phrases a few times, and then you'll move down the list, one person at a time. And if you have difficulty or you feel stuck with someone in particular on the list, and you'll notice that you're the one feeling the difficulty, you're the one suffering. So go back to the start and offer the loving kindness phrases once again to yourself. You'll see that over time, your relationships with the people on the bottom of your list will really lighten up as you loosen your grip on resentment, anger, and fear. You're more able to embrace loving kindness both towards yourself and others. So today we're going to practice this Maitri or loving kindness. So make yourselves comfortable and we'll begin. Find a good seat or lie down if you prefer, but remind yourself this isn't nap time. If you'd like, you can have your back supported with a cushion and have your feet grounded on the floor. And if you're lying down, you'll just let your arms lay by your sides and your feet be about 10 inches apart. Very important that your chin comes down and lets the back of your neck lengthen to relax your neck a little bit so you don't get any tension in your shoulders and your neck. Good. Now, let's take three cleansing breaths together. Inhaling deeply through the nose. And blow very, very slowly out of your mouth. We're going to do this two more times. Inhaling very deeply through the nose. And blowing nice and slow. One last time. These cleansing breaths really prepare the mind and the body to move into your meditation practice intentionally, letting all that breath go nice and slow. Good. And now just allow the breath to flow naturally in and out of your nose. You can notice if the breath is fast or slow, if it's deep or shallow, allowing yourself to become the observer, just the witness of breathing. Not having to control it. Notice the temperature of the air as it comes in through your nose. And the air as it goes back out, really connecting to the subtleties of what's happening right here in this moment as you breathe. And then allow that breath to move down into the feet. Flowing up into the ankles, then up into your shins and your calves, further up into your knees, along the thighs, and then let the legs be heavy. No need to hold them or grip them in any way, they can support you. Move the breath into the back, into the hips, into the low belly, and give yourself permission to soften everything from the inside out, really letting go. Moving into your ribs, the sides of your body, your middle back, noticing your diaphragm, and then up into the chest and under the arms, gently letting your shoulders slide down your back. Widening your collarbones, softening your jaw and letting your teeth be parted slightly, and lowering your chin enough to let the back of your neck grow long towards the crown of the head. The eyes roll down. The scalp softens. And you feel totally present in your body. And then return your mind and your attention back to the breath. And simply follow the breath and label it, saying breathing in as the breath goes in and breathing out as you let the breath go, just two or three times. This is always the place that you can anchor if your mind wanders off or you get too distracted. And as you settle down, allow the volume of the chatter, whatever's running in the background of your mind, to come to the forefront. And then say to yourself silently, may I be happy. May I be peaceful and at ease. May I be healthy. And may I be free from suffering. Allow yourself to repeat this a few times and then just sit in silence until you're distracted and then offer these kind phrases to yourself once again to bring yourself back to the present moment. Continuing that practice, and I'll check in with you in just a little bit. Notice where your thinking has gone. And bring it back once again to the inhale and the exhale. And then I want you to think of somebody who you care for. As soon as that person pops into your mind, you're going to send them these wishes. May you be happy. May you be peaceful and at ease. May you be healthy and free from suffering. And allow yourself to really focus on that person and offer those kind phrases a few times, and then letting go and just resting until you get distracted and you can come back again. If you've just tuned in, you're listening to Laguna's only FM KX 93.5, and this is Om at Home, Meditation for Ordinary People. Today we're practicing Maitri, or loving kindness meditation, and we're going to choose a person who's just neutral, someone that we don't really engage with much, that we don't know. Perhaps it's the checkout person at the grocery store. And very simply, in your mind silently, you're going to offer them wishes. May you be happy. May you be peaceful and at ease. May you be healthy and free from suffering. Repeat that a couple times in your mind and then just let go. Let yourself rest again. checking back in. Notice if your mind has wandered. And this time, you're going to choose somebody who you may be having some conflict or difficulty with. Soon as you get that person in your mind, you're going to offer them these phrases silently from the heart. May you be happy. May you be peaceful and at ease. May you be healthy and free from suffering. And repeat this a few more times, just noticing how it makes you feel. You've been listening to Om at Home, Meditation for Ordinary People on Laguna's only FM KX 93.5. Om at Home is brought to you by Om Laguna Beach, a meditation studio in downtown Laguna. You can call 949-415-6718 or go to www.omlagunabeach.com for more information. This is Lori, and I thank you for sitting with me today. May you be happy. May you be peaceful and at ease. May you be healthy and free from suffering.